I'm Robin, lead pastor, as I said, and we designed East Lake Church for everyone. Everyone has a mom, everybody has a dad, family, and so we have a lot in common, but we have our differences too. We come from different backgrounds, we're different races, different ages, so there needs to be a church where everyone can attend, a place that welcomes and allows everyone to feel like they can be a part, and that's East Lake. Everybody can be at East Lake Church. Happy Mother's Day. Today we're going to talk about a mom that has a story in the Bible where life got a little bit too heavy. We're not going to be very long because we're going to do dedications today and baptisms today. But if you've got your notes, let me give you a word picture. Let's say that I've got this water right here. I've got it right here. And not very heavy. Everybody's had a bottle of water. And if you hold it out like this right here for, you know, it doesn't seem heavy at all. You're just holding it. So as I'm talking to you, I'll give you the instructions on baptism. A little later, we'll have a baptism. And during that baptism, you might think to yourself, well, I'd like to get baptized. I mean, it'd be great to get baptized. And I've got this right here for you. If you came today and you weren't prepared to be baptized, I got a bag of stuff you can be baptized. There's a towel here, shorts, there's a comb. Now what you're thinking, like my hair is going to be all messy and you're not all that anyways, so you could look like you just came out of the water. Comb in here. Spontaneous baptism means if some point today you feel like I want to get baptized, and here's why we get baptized. It's not a religious thing or a church thing. It isn't to give you some kind of power that's religious or comes from this church. We get baptized because it helps us follow Jesus. In fact, that's what unites us at Isla. We're all here to help people find and follow Jesus. And when you decide it's too difficult or you want to turn back, baptism is the power that keeps you following. So if you want to get baptized, you can jump in today. You can get baptized. Also, we're going to have a dedication. Now, this water here, if I have it in my hand like this, and so it's like not too heavy. And this story, look at the big idea today in your notes. It says it's better to care than control. This woman in the story has a problem in her family with her daughter. And all families, they have their issues, and so no matter what front we put on, we're going to have some kind of stuff that maybe we're trying to hide. But the truth is, stuff goes on in our family. And this mom is having a problem with her daughter. And let's read it together. Then Jesus left Galilee and went north to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Gentile woman who lived there came to him pleading, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. For my daughter is possessed by a demon that torments her severely." But Jesus gave her no reply, not even a word. So it's like a monster story. Maybe you believe in that kind of stuff. Maybe you don't. And that's okay. She does. And the Bible seems to. The point is, she's facing something she can't control. And she's facing something she doesn't understand. She's facing something she can't see. And we always do in our families. You can care a lot about someone and realize I can't control them. The problem is the more you care about someone, the tendency is to try to control them because you watch their life, you don't want them to go through things, and then you realize I can't control them. And by the way, the water here, it's starting to get a little heavier now. Because if you hold the water out here for very long, it starts out really super light, and then all of a sudden you realize, wow, I wish I would have worked out more this week because this is kind of heavier because it gets a little bit heavy. Now, if I want to drop this water right now, it's no big deal because you just drop it. It's no big thing because the water, like, who cares? It's just water. But what if there's something heavy going on in my life and it's so important to me, I don't want to drop it. I don't want to drop my marriage. I don't want to drop a friendship. I don't want to drop a good job. I don't want to drop a relationship because it's important to me. But it's so heavy. It started so light on the first date. It was so cute when they were cuddly in their crib, and now they're not cuddly. They're 15. And now they're heavy. And this mom, she's got this really heavy thing going on in her family, but she doesn't want to drop her daughter because she cares too much. What's going on in your life, and it started nice and light, and now it's heavy. And you don't want to drop it. You don't want to drop them. They're way too important, but it's so heavy to carry. Moms know all about this. Hardwired to care, which usually causes us to control, and it gets heavier and heavier, and just like this water right now, heavier and heavier and heavier, and you don't want to drop it. And what do? A couple of cool stories we can learn from this lady. Number one, right in worship is better than whining. I'll read you her story. Worship is better than whining. Then the disciples urged him to send her away, but it didn't take them long to drop this girl. When is the last time you were too difficult for someone? And you just knew it. You could see right through their excuses. You're like, wow, I'm too difficult for them. They don't want to deal with me. It doesn't take them long. And then they start whining. Listen to them. Tell her to go away, they said. She's bothering us with all of her begging. And they just start whining away. She's too difficult. She's not worth it. We don't have time. Make her go away, Jesus. That's what whining is. Make it go away. Make it go. I don't want to do that. And here's Jesus now. Then Jesus said to the woman, I was only sent to help God's lost sheep, the people of Israel. But she came and worshiped him, pleading again, Lord, help me. This is a strange twist in the story because God tells her no, and she decides to worship him. So how about this? All the kids in here, like, you know, you ask your parents, let's go to McDonald's. And they say, no. I mean, like, I want to go to McDonald's. I like poison. Or how about you? Your spouse tells you no. Just no. How's it make you? Your boss tells you no. You go to your teacher and say, I want an extension on my homework. No. Or you tell God, you're like, please, and God says no. But does that make you worship him? I mean, it's kind of an odd part of this story. Jesus says no, and she goes and worships. I don't know how she knows this, but when you're struggling with God, the best thing to do is to worship him. When you're struggling. You can't figure it out. How come it's not happening, God? Why aren't you changing it? I deserve a miracle. They got a miracle. What? Do something, God. Or you can whine. Or you can worship. And she gets pretty clear when she worships, and so will you. And I do encourage you to try to learn to worship. I mean, if you just start walking with Jesus and following him, learn to worship. Because it'll help you untie things. Now, you might be thinking here today when you come in and the band's playing and everything and you're just, nobody wants to hear my voice. And you're right. Nobody does. Except for God. Because when it comes to God, it's not the quality of your voice. It's whose voice it is. It's because of you. And you may come in, especially, I know, like for me, when I first started coming to church, it was embarrassing to sing, and I didn't want people next to me to think I would ever sing, and God's invisible anyways, and it was just difficult to start to sing, and it was a choice for me to learn to sing songs in front of other people and bless them with the quality of my, all that voice. And it will be for you, too. What's confusing you about God? You're all tangled up, and you're whining. She worships instead. And here's the amazing thing. I mean, do you catch the story? Here's what she does. She actually worships, and when she's done, she has the confidence to go to Jesus. And listen to this now. God tells her no, and she goes to Jesus and says, that's not good enough, God. That's a lot of clarity and courage. Just tell God. God tells you no, and you just like, and you know how girls can do it. Like, you've seen women before, like how they get their hand on their hip like this, and then somehow they get one of their feet sideways like a gymnast. And then their head, like one of those dogs in the back of a car. You know, have you seen them? And there's a, everything's going. Because when my wife does that, it is so distracting. I've lost track of the conversation. I'm like, girl, and this is going this way, and the foot's going this way, and the head's going, you think you're going to get it? You're like, somehow she's able to go to Jesus and say, that's not good enough for me. She actually thinks that God is going to do a miracle for her because she's worshiped. Where are you whining? Here's the lesson. Shift to worship. We started East Lake Church about a year ago so there'd always be a place where people could worship. I mean, the guys work really hard every single week so you could step in and worship. So every Sunday you'll have a chance to come and sing songs and worship. Even today when we do our dedications, it's going to be an opportunity to worship. We dedicate children at East Lake Church not so they can become Christians, because they're too little to become Christians most of the time. And what we're saying is we're dedicating the children to Jesus, and here's what the parents are saying. I'm asking your help to raise them to follow you. I'm dedicating myself to saying I need help. It's worship. When I was in the eighth grade, we got to make a project for our families, and so I wanted to make a cutting board for my grandmother, who I loved, and so I decided to make a cutting board, and I got all this wood, you had to glue it together, and I made this cutting board, and it was coming out just great, and then you had to run it through this machine called the planer, Well, I was in eighth grade, and they had told me, no, you have to have adult supervision, and I didn't get adult supervision. And so I left the planer down too low, and I was impatient, and I wanted to run my cutting board through because it kind of sanded it off, I wanted to be the first one done with my cutting board. Lost track of my grandmother altogether. And I put it through the planer, and it got stuck. And this thing started screeching. And I'm trying, because I know, here comes the shop teacher. Did you put it in the planer when I told you not to? And I'm like, kinda. You know, and it's stuck in there, and it's burning. And finally, he gets all the levers done, and he pulls my cutting board out, and there is a huge gash right down the center. It had burned a line right down it. Man, I sanded that thing for 2 weeks. I could not get that burn mark out. And finally, I had to take it home and give it to my grandmother. I was embarrassed. And you know, I kept waiting for her. She looked at it. She looked it all over, was commenting on it. And later that night, she used it. And day after day, she's using it. She never said one thing about the burn mark. And isn't that how it is with worship? Yeah, we all have burn marks in our lives, and I can't sing, I can't worship, because I got a lot of crap, I got a lot of stuff, I've got a lot of burn marks in my life, and she never mentioned it. And finally, I just had to know, and I went to my grandmother, and I said, Grandma, don't you see the burn mark in it? I ruined the cutting board. And she said, oh. She called me Robbie. Oh, Robbie. It's not ruined. And I don't love the cutting board because of how it looks. I love it because of who gave it to me. And that's worship. Where are you whining? Shift to worship. Now, the last thing, write in your notes. Worship is better than whining. We'll finish the story. You only need a scrap of faith. Listen to this. Jesus responded, it isn't right to take the food from the children and throw it to the dogs. She replied, that's true, Lord, but even the dogs are allowed to eat the scraps that fall beneath the master's table. Dear woman, Jesus said, your faith is great. Your request is granted, and your daughter was instantly healed. Dear woman. So if you're a mom today, I want to say to you, dear woman, for all the carpooling and for all the dirty diapers and all the lunches that you made and all the late nights that you did homework and all the times that your children felt like you were being strict and you had to endure them not liking you and all the times that you read bedtime stories and the times that you went out with clothes so they could have clothes. Dear woman, it's Mother's Day. This is your day to hear Jesus say, dear woman. All the different times that, you know, you have to take care of the kids and get everybody ready, and then you have to be a great employee, and then at night you have to come home and try to be a supermodel for your husband. Dear woman, this is your day. And this is a crazy mom. I mean, she essentially says this, even a scrap from you, Jesus, is enough. Moms, they know how to scrap things together for sure, but she's willing to admit, I can't this time. And every mom, you will hit times in your life with your children and with your husband and with your family and in your life that you will not be able to scrap it together. Whether it's the last 10 pounds you're trying to, or another hair day, fifth in a row, or the tattoos messed up, or whatever. I mean, you won't be able to scrap it together. And moms are hardwired. They're programmed. They're designed to always try to scrap it together. And they're the last ones sometimes to just say, I cannot. And that's what this woman does. She goes to Jesus and says, I can't scrap it together this time, Lord, but if you'll give me one scrap, my family will be okay. One scrap. What she calls a scrap, Jesus calls great faith. And here's the bottom line. It's the last thing we'll do today. Jesus will never forget you. Last thing for our talk. Listen to it. Is it possible for a mother, however disappointed, however hurt, to forget her nursing child? Can she feel nothing for the baby she carried and birthed? Even if she could, I, God, will never forget you. So I hope all the moms can hear that today. I, God, will never forget you. This amazing woman in this story, she worships instead of whines, and she tells Jesus, give me one scrap, and that'll be enough.